Welcome back to Opinions, Opinions, Opinions. Man, it's been a while since I've been on here. I've been moved in to my new place. I built a desk. I built a chair. I built a TV table. Like, I've been doing a lot of shit right now. And I've been really distracted. And I just got back to work after a trip because I went to Texas to see some family. Now I'm back in Florida, just working. It's not bad. It's not bad at all, but I miss Texas. Texas has a lot better atmosphere than here. Florida's okay. Florida, when I come to Florida, my head gets all cloudy. I don't like that shit. I don't like it at all. But my new room looks nice. And I'm going to start doing live podcasts, like on YouTube. So keep on the lookout for that. I don't know if I'm going to have it under my name, Uriel Smalls, or under Opinions, Opinions, Opinions Podcast. But for the topic today, I wanted to talk about G Herbo. I listened to G Herbo on his features with other artists. But when I really, truly listened to G Herbo was when he dropped his PTSD album last year. And I believe that album should have gotten a Grammy nomination or a Grammy. It was a really good album. And even though G Herbo's offbeat, the song still slaps. And I just get in the mode that he's in. You just get all rowdy, you get hyped up, you get turned up. And when you're in that mode, like, dang, he's kind of on beat, even though he's off beat. That album should have gotten a Grammy nomination at least. So many people were promoting that album. He was promoting that album. The features he had on that album was amazing. He had Juice WRLD, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Uzi on one song. Let me even go to that album. Because that album was fire. He had Lil Durk, he had Uzi, he had a Boogie with a Hoodie. Dang. Oh, I hate when they double this shit. Oh my god. You know when you download an album and it fucking doubles? You have two of each song? Fuck you, iTunes. But thank you for all that shit. Man, it's early in the fucking morning. But Polo G, 21 Savage, Juice WRLD, Lil Durk. He has a lot of features on this album. And that's when Polo G was first coming out. And was on the come up. He was also on the come up when he made that song with Lil TJ. We Pop Out at Your Party. That fucking pop out song. That was the song that we all know him for, but that was when he was on his feature run, making himself known to the public. And in the days to come, I'm going to be reviewing Culture 3, the Kodak Happy Birthday, and the Polo G Hall of Fame. But from my listen so far when I was in my car going to work, Hall of Fame by Polo G is going to be an interesting tape. Because he has a lot of songs on here that he already showcased before, he previewed before to the public. Rap Star, Gang Gang, GNF, what is it? I think three songs on here. Yeah, three songs on here that he already promoted. I gotta stop saying fucking, my bad. But first pod back in a while, and G Herbo should have got that. And I want y'all to listen to that album if y'all have not. Wanted to shout G Herbo out. And if y'all have any tips or any advice that I can do better about this pod, let me know. I love feedback. I think I want to make an Instagram for this pod or even a Twitter page for this podcast. I'm going to be making a new podcast with my friends soon, probably called Party Chat. And it's with my friends from Xbox. And we're just going to be talking about music on there as well. But I just want other people's feedback and not only my own. Because yeah, it's good to hear me, but this is gonna be my pod, what I talk about with me, and that pod's gonna be about music with my friends. So hope y'all have a great one. Thank you. Ciao, ciao. Thank you for listening.